All right, here we go. Mics are live.
Good afternoon. I call this special commission meeting to order. It's 1:19 p.m. on October 21st, 2019. I'm Randy Christman, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner, presiding for this meeting specifically. With us on the line is our chairman, Chairman Brian Crosius, as well as Commissioner Julie Fedorchak here in the room. I don't have any opening comments. Do either of you?
I do not.
I do not.
Okay, so we have several items, but they're all interrelated, having to do with Coyote Creek Mine. And the first, and as we go, I'll kind of explain, because it's going to probably sound to someone who's just listening like we're doing the same thing over and over. So I'll try and just at least point out the distinctions. So first of all, RC1, I move the commission adopt the hearing officer's October 21st, 2019 recommended findings and ruling and recommended order for the informal conference held on the applications for revision number 9 and renewal number 1 to surface coal mining permit number NACC-1302 in Coyote Creek Mining Company, LLC, renewal number 1, permit number NACC-1302 approval, case number RC-19-189, and Coyote Creek Mining Company, LLC, revision number 9, permit NACC-1302 approval, case number RC-19-190.
Second.
This will actually cover most of the interesting information, but the other two actually achieve the ultimate goal here. Mine permits are typically 5 years and need to be renewed. From time to time during a five-year process, they sometimes have revisions and sometimes also do revisions in the renewal process. In this case, they did request a revision and a renewal because their permit is actually up at midnight today, their last one. So on July 10th, the PSC issued a notice regarding the renewal and the revision. And requests of an informal conference needed to be filed with the commission by August 26 of this year. On August 26, legal counsel for some residents that live adjacent to the mine filed comments, objections, and a request for an informal conference. That was granted and scheduled. The commission requested the designation of an administrative law judge, the Office of Administrative Hearings designated Timothy J. Dawson as the substantive ALJ. On September 25th, the adjacent landowners requested a site inspection, and a field inspection took place on October 1st, as they had requested. On October 4th, those landowners clarified the issues they intended to discuss. And by the time of the conference, the issues were reduced to, and I'll go through them quickly here, kind of paraphrase them, the ability to access lands not affected by mining activities, concerns related to Coyote Creek Mine's initial efforts to reclaim land, and whether the worst-case bond amount adequately accounts for land management costs. Those two, the reclamation and the bonding, that I'm considering one when I said there were five. The third one is an alluvial valley floor determination from our previous case when we permitted the mine in the first place. The fourth is a sediment buildup adjacent to a mine access road. And the fifth concern was the sufficiency of the fugitive dust control plan. this is a confusing process compared to others, because in most of our other work, the commission makes kind of more the initial decisions. In this process, North Dakota law requires the commission to issue a ruling on this alternative public participation procedure and provides for further review by the commission at a formal hearing if one is ultimately requested. However, the law also incorporates the restriction that no person who presides at the informal conference shall participate in the decision-making process at the appeal level. So it's really important to point out here, no commissioner participated in the conference to allow for our full involvement at a formal hearing should further review be requested. So after the conference and much testimony and much consideration, the administrative law judge's ruling states that no basis has been established for the commission to reject or seek amendments to revision number 9 or renewal number 1 with respect to the comments or objections raised, and that this ruling may be appealed to the commission within 30 days of service of the commission's ruling.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, RC2. I move the commission conditionally approve revision number 9 to surface coal mining permit number NACC-1302 held by the Coyote Creek Mining Company for the Coyote Creek Mine to identify the next 5-year coal removal areas and update the mining and reclamation plans and other sections of the permit for the next permit term in Coyote Creek Mining Company revision number 9 permit NACC-1302 approval case number RC-19-190.
Second.
So the other discussion after the motion and the second, basically this kind of discussed in our process of discussing the ALJ's recommendation, this is the conditional revision for this mine plan. And when I emphasize conditional, if you recall in the five things that those adjacent landowners brought up as concerns, one of them had to do with dust control. And so the condition that is being applied here has to do with I'll just read it because it's only two sentences. Coyote Creek Mining Company shall maintain detailed records of all measures and methods used on a daily basis to effectively control wind erosion and attendant air pollution. These records shall be maintained at the mine office and be available during mine inspections. So that is the condition.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none.
Sensing none. All in favor.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Do you want us to wait? You want us to wait for me?
We'll pause here while our technical team takes a look at an issue. The commission will stand in recess. Okay, RC3, I move the commission approve renewal number 1 to surface coal mining permit number NACC-1302 held by the Coyote Creek Mining Company for the Coyote Creek Mine to extend the permit term in the existing permit area for another 5 years until October 21st, 2024 in Coyote Creek Mining Company renewal number 1 permit NACC-1302 approval, case number RC-19-189.
Second.
I kind of highlighted also in discussing the conference and the ALJ's recommendation, where some things are in Century Code with how this all works and the timing of their application and the informal conference and all that. A lot of that's laid out, and I think a lesson learned here is we may need to look at some of those laws and see if something needs to be moved back further. We don't have the discretion to do it. I'm bothered by the fact that here we are 10 and a half hours from the end of this permit. I don't know what kind of provisions the mine has potentially made just in case this would not get approved to cease certain operations at midnight or something like that. But I just do want to highlight that point that it's October 21st. And so this extends it till October 21st of 2024. Ironically, I'm still going to be here on October 21st of 2024. And I hope that we are not addressing in the last hours of permit renewal at that time. I hope by then we've found a way to alter this process somewhat so that it can be handled more expeditiously.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I would just highlight on this piece of it that there is a surety bond in the amount of $23.3 million to cover reclamation of this mine, which is always an important thing to point out to the public.
Good point. Thank you for doing that.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Is there anything else to come before us today? If not, this special meeting of the Public Service Commission is adjourned.